Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! I'm so excited because this is our final episode of the year. Yay! So, we really made it. We actually made it to the end of the year. Damn! I'm super happy, super humbled to have made it to the end of the year. And I'm super excited. So, this being the final episode of the year, this is going to be a 2023 recap. 2023 review of how my year has been. What were my highlights of the year? What were my lowlights of the year? What have I learned this year? Like a lot of those things. And I will encourage you who's watching this that you should really try this. You should really do like a recap of your year. It really helps you to set up goals for next year. So I hope your December, guys. Merry Christmas. I didn't wish you Merry Christmas in the last episode. So Merry Christmas, guys. I know Christmas was 2 days ago. So I hope you're with your loved ones during Christmas. I just hope you had an amazing Christmas. I hope you had fun and wishing you all the best as the year begins. Yeah. And so my 2023. You know, 2023 is like the fastest year has gone. But if you look at two tiny memories of things you've done this year, it's like a really long year. If you look at the things that you've been through this year, it's like a really long year. So let's see how this girl fared in 2023. So I have my highlights here, I have my lowlights, I have my resolutions. I'll share a couple of my resolutions. I have my theme. If you have watched this podcast, if you've listened to it for a while now, you know that I have this like a theme. Like I have a theme for, it's nice to have those things. Like it's manifesting. If you're not even manifesting already, what are you doing with your life? What? So it's like manifesting. Like the theme of my year this year is gonna be favor. The theme of, and then you set themes for each month. I don't know, me, it helps me. So my theme, I was even thinking my theme for 2024 is like favor. Like I want favor in everything, in all aspects of my life. Like just favor. I want to be favored in my work, favored with my brand, favored with my listeners, favored with the speakers, favored with like my relationships, my friendships, favored in like in all aspects of my life. I think I had, let me see, favored with my content, the content that I put out there. I just want favor with it, favor with my listeners, of course, favor with my projects, favor with the people that I meet, all that. So the theme of my life in 2024 is just favor in all aspects of my life. So 2023 has been a year that imekuwa mwaka ingine too. Like a lot of things that I didn't expect, like I'd never expected that would happen, they happened. The things that I didn't expect, like in my wildest dreams, I didn't even think of that they'll ever happen, they came to life. So 2023 has been that year of, it has been an overall, I'll say, wait, let me rate my 2023. I was seeing somewhere that people are rating the 2023 like on a range of 1 to 10. How can you rate your 2023? And I think mine is, let me see. I'll give it a, because I've shed a lot of tears this year. I've cried a lot this year, and then I've been so happy this year. All of them, I feel like they're the same. The amount of times I've cried is the amount of times I've also been extremely happy. I don't know, but I've really cried this year, and I've been so happy. So I was thinking I'm gonna reach like a 5, but 5 pe na kidogo. But I think it's just I've been so happy on the same level, and then I've been so sad on the same level. So I think it's a 5, but I don't know, but I think it's a 5 for me. So that has been my year. So my highlights, should I start with highlights or lowlights? Let's start with my highlights, good vibes. So my first highlight of the year, of course, was hosting my first podcast event. Oh, that was like something it really got me out of my comfort zone, kabisa. So really hosting my first event at that children's home, the Victory Children's Home, during Mother's Day. That event, of all the events I've hosted and of all the events I'm going to be hosting in the future, I think that event is going to be closest to my heart. It's going to be so close to my heart because it really came from a deep place. It really did. So yeah, that was a really big thing. Like it was a big thing for me to do. And the fact that I did it, organized it alone. Like I had an idea and then I did it and I achieved it. So it was really a big moment for me. So that was a big highlight. My second highlight was going back to my former high school. You know, those are the things that I never in my entire life, I never actually thought I would do something like that. Like me, I'll go back to my former high school to mentor people. Hey, I never. First of all, in high school, like I said in that episode where I was talking about that, I said that I was the most unserious person in school. I was the most unserious. I was so unserious. So like life really, like the things happen in your life for a reason. Like I always said, me, I was even telling someone the other day, yesterday, that all the things that happened in my life really led me to this moment. So like going back to my high school, that was like unexpected for me. I even really shocked myself. So that was a big highlight for me. And then of course going back to church this year alone, like as an adult, like just going back to church to seek God, to seek God's guidance in my life, to just seek His help, was really like a big highlight for me. It was like I really shocked myself, and I was really proud of myself, and it was a good move. It was like the best thing that I've done this year. Going back to church was really like it was the best thing that I did to myself. And then what? Winning my freaking award. winning that award was like, hey, it is there. It was just a big highlight. Like it set the pace. It set the pace for this podcast. It set the pace for me. Like, sis, now, like, you're going, like, what you're doing, you're on the right path. Like, it really set the pace for me. Like, you're on the right path. You better go. So that was a big, big highlight for me. And I'm so, like, when I even think about it, I'm like, I did that. Like, God, I'm always so overwhelmed when I think about that. So winning that award, shout out to EPV, shout out to all the speakers. Winning that award, it's also this, yeah, close to my heart. It's just this close to my heart because I always feel like for the longest time I've always wanted to be recognized for my work. We always want recognition. I don't know if that's how us human beings have been created, but we always like crave for that recognition, being recognized for your work. And I'm not saying that if you're recognized, and don't think that if you haven't been recognized then you're not doing a good job. No. But we always just seek that recognition from other people, that like just being told your work is up. It's really like always we feel validated when you're recognized, yeah, but you don't really need to wait to be recognized. You continue doing your work. People are gonna, whether there's this Kunami Flani I saw somewhere, that people are gonna say that people are gonna pretend like they don't see what you're doing. People are gonna pretend like they don't recognize what you're doing, but they're watching what you're doing. And in fact, you're really like motivating a lot of people. I even remember someone told me that thing. I had a Q&A. Is it again? This thing for anonymous, like send me questions anonymously. And then someone sent me like, what you're doing, if you can, like, she was like, I'm so proud of you, babes. What you have really done, that if you can run a podcast this good, I'm so proud of your work. Like you encourage people who don't even know. Like you encourage people are seeing, like you're setting the pace for some young people, and like we admire what you're doing. And she was so like, oh, thank you so much, and thank you to you who wrote that. Another highlight of the year was being recognized by Spotify, my podcast like being top 10 in Kenya. What? That was like, if you haven't noticed, almost all the things here related to the podcast. What about my private life? What about what's going on there? So I think my podcast being like the top, among the top 10, I was number 8, top 10 in Kenya, breakout creators in Kenya being top 10, aish, that was like a big, like it was a big highlight for me too. It really was like, I was there. You know, nilikuwa kwa list na celebs. I was in the list with 3 men army. I was in the list with Kinawa Bosha. I was in the list with who the Joyride podcast. Oh, like I was the youngest in the list. I was the youngest in the list, and then I was the only podcaster who is not from Nairobi. Like me, I don't know, but that's like really big. For the longest time, I will say, like, being a creative who is not from Nairobi. We all know Nairobi is the hub because it's the capital city. It's always the hub for creatives, the hub for entertainment. It has a lot of opportunities. So being an artist or being a creative in this other town, in this other outskirts, I always feel like you really always have to work twice as hard to just put yourself out there, because here art doesn't sell as much as it sells in Nairobi, or your creative work isn't, you can't, like, it really doesn't sell as much as it sells in Nairobi. So being on that list, being the youngest in that list, and being the only podcaster, the only creative who is not from Nairobi, that was huge. No cap. Another highlight for this year was making new friends. I really made new friends and I'm super excited. Like, I really did. I lost some friends. That is one of my low light again. I lost some really close friends to me, and then I made some new friends who, like, they're good friends. They're ride or die. Like they're really honest friends. They're just good friends. Like, they're really good. They, like, no matter, they have the right intentions. So that was a big highlight. That is a big, really big highlight. I guess that's another big highlight. Oh no, that's not, no, that's gonna be the other. So that was, I think those are my highlights. Yeah. And then my low lights was, of course, the biggest low light of this year was losing my job, losing my radio job. I already talked to you guys about it. So that was a big low light. I cried. I already moved on. Another low light was not getting into a program that I had anticipated. I talked about it in the other episode, the Podmas Day 8, I guess. That one, for winning some and losing some. Go and listen to it. So, not getting into that program, and already planned out my life after me when I thought I was going to get into the program, so I didn't get it. So that was a low light. And of course, when I said losing friends, I lost some friends very close to me. So that was a low light. And then another low light for me was, this year, I think people really took advantage of me. Like, people used me. Like, people really did. There are few people who took advantage of me. Like, there are some deals. Not really a deal. Unangoja deal even, and then someone lied to you and whatnot. Like, people chesia tu kichwa. Like, they played with me. Like, it really, that was something that really sucked this year. And it really, like, it made me angry. I was so agitated. So that was a really low light for me, and I don't even know, she was so bad. I think those are my low lights. Yeah, those are the moments that I was really low this year. Yeah, I guess those are my low lights. So the lessons I learned, another low light is that there is something I'm really trying to, but it's not really like so low, but it's something that I'm really disappointed. There are some people I really need to access. There's some people I really want to get them on this podcast, but I'm really having a hard time doing it, and it's really like in a nikasirisha, because it's something I really need to do. It's a project I need to, and getting those people to come on the podcast, it's a piece of work. So I'm really disappointed with that. I hope it works out. I hope it does next year. So the lessons I learned. What were the lessons I learned this year? This year has been a year of learning and learning, relearning. So some of the things I learned was, in fact, this is the biggest one. Nothing beats family. Nothing beats family. It's always family that got you. Like, there is no one who's gonna get you. Like, that's something I've really learned. Like, it's always your family. As much as you're gonna have friends who turn to family, because I saw a meme somewhere that those friends who turn to family, wamekwacha huko Nairobi, wameenda ushago. Wamekwacha town, wameenda ushago kwa familia yao. Sasa wewe ni nani? So, as much as you're gonna have friends who are gonna turn to family, but nothing beats blood. Nothing beats family. Nothing. Like, your family will always be there for you. Like, they'll always accept you. Like, Christmas I spent with my family, and I was like, yo, I would like it's bad really have not have that. I really feel bad for someone who doesn't have that family. It's good to have a family. It's good to build a family. Family. Me, I'm big on family. I'm big on family. I take family seriously. I take being close to my family. Like I love being close to my family. So spending this Christmas with my family, I was just happy. I was just grateful. So nothing beats family. I really learned that. Once on Christmas Day, when I was just there making stories with all my cousins. And we haven't seen each other for almost the whole year. We haven't seen each other, so just catching up, it was so fulfilling. Like it was just a priceless moment. So nothing beats family. You guys, be close to your family. As much as you're gonna have friends, you're gonna turn to family. Be close to your family. Family always, they're always there for you. Like, dunia itakupiga uko nje. That's why I think people go to their families in December, after fight at the end of the year, after fighting with the world, after fighting with the world. The entire year, you just go back to your family and they hug you and you just feel like, oh, this life is worth it. It's worth living. So being nothing beats family. You guys, put your family close. Like, stay close to your family and have the good intention. So that was really, it was a nice moment with the family. And then another thing that I learned this year was, you might do the right thing and still fail. You might do the right thing, you might do the right things, do everything the right way, but still you're gonna fail. But still things are not gonna go the way you expect it. I've really learned that the hard way. You're gonna do things by the book. Let's say by the book. You're gonna do right by people, do things the right way, treat people like, but then you just sometimes you just feel like things, sometimes you just feel like things are gonna happen like bad to you, and then bad things are gonna happen to you, and then you're just like, wow, I'm a good person, but I did this, but I helped this person. But it's just life. It's just life. We don't have the formula for life. So I really learned that the hard way. There was a time I was even angry at myself. I was even angry at God. I was like, "Mbona inanifanyikia? Like, why is this happening to me?" And I'm a good person. I always work hard. Like, I do the I have the best intentions. So it's just life. Like, doing the right thing you might do things all things right the right way, but still fail, but still maybe bad things happen, and it's just life. And another thing that really, another lesson that I learned this year was, I should stop trusting people quickly. I think that's why I was saying people take advantage of me. I trust really quickly because I think I'm empathetic. So when someone already tells me something, I already put myself in their situation. I already like think, okay, this can happen. So that has really affected me. So I trust people quicker, and then at the end of the day, they end up like hurting me. They end up using me, and I feel bad. So, and I end up blaming myself. So I should really stop trusting people quickly. I should sit back and watch a bit. I'm working on that. I should stop trusting people quickly. And another lesson that I learned is, dreams do come true. Let me sip. Dreams do come true. This year, like, I was, even if you've seen my highlights, like, a lot of big things have happened. I was even in a magazine this year. I was in a newspaper. My story, I was featured in a newspaper. Like, things have happened. Like, hey, dreams do come true. I remember when I was a young girl, I had these big dreams. First of all, I always dreamed of being an actress. I always wanted to be an actress, acting. In fact, I always dreamed that I always thought that I was gonna go to Hollywood. I don't know why I ever thought that, but I had these big dreams that I was gonna be in Hollywood. I was gonna be on magazines, but I always just wanted to be an artist. I just wanted to be in Hollywood. So I had these big dreams. And I ended up doing a podcast, ended up being a creative, and like the things that I dreamt of when I was a child, like, they've really happened this year. Like, my brand, my podcast was featured in a newspaper. Like, who would have thought? Like, I remember when I was just like, I was in high school, we were reading a lot of Insider magazine. Insider was the real deal, and then there was Pulse magazine on Standard. Wait, those are the I will never miss reading those newspapers every day. I would always dream that I want to see myself on a newspaper. I want to be a cover girl. I want to be that. So see, like this happening, just being featured in a newspaper, that was like a big deal for me. That was, bro, look at this, babe. So that was like, dreams do come true. Keep dreaming. Like when they say that your dreams are valid no matter where you come from, it sounds cliche, it sounds boring, but hey, those things happen. Like, dream big. Really, hey, dream big. Things are gonna happen. As long as you keep the discipline, you keep working, you do the work, hey, your dreams are just here. They're just looking at you. They're just seated right there. They're waiting for you to go and get them. So dreams do come true. A lot of things my podcast is top 10 in Kenya. Dreams do come true. Another lesson that I learned this year is I should appreciate myself more. I've just done something and I'm like, oh, okay, I did that. I'm learning to appreciate myself more. And I'm stopping people pleasing. I always say I'm a recovering people pleaser. I am a recovering people pleaser. So I should really stop people pleasing. I'm really fighting with it. I really should start doing things for myself and not just please people. So I've learned that I should stop people pleasing. So I think these are the few things I learned this year, 2023. And that's it. So there's something I really wanted to share with you guys. Like, when you're setting your New Year resolutions, I have my New Year resolutions here, and I saw somewhere from this YouTuber, Africa Toto, she said that it's good to set your New Year resolutions before the year ends. So start working on your New Year resolutions before the year ends, so that you don't wait for January. Now that you're starting to scribble down, this year I want to do that. No. Start working on your New Year resolutions before the year ends. So, and then when you're setting your goals, these are some tips I did my research. When setting your goals, as much as you're gonna set things you want to achieve, also set things that you want to change, maybe about yourself, things you want to change about your life. So as much as you're gonna set things you want to achieve, set also things that you want to change. So I have some things I want to change. This is gonna be a long episode, guys. I better sleep somewhere. It's gonna be a long episode, but not past 40. So I want to change. So there's some things I want to change. I should stop assuming that everyone has good intentions, like people have good intentions. I should really stop assuming that everyone has good intentions with me. Everyone wants to see me succeed. I should stop that. It's not everyone. I should just stop assuming. And then I should take care of myself more. I should learn to let go. I always like holding on to things. That's why I think I have a lot of clothes. I was even telling my cousin yesterday, I should give her my clothes. I have a lot of clothes. Like, hey, I need to like learn to let go, because I'm always like holding on to memories. I always feel like if I give something out, it's going with my memories, but it really doesn't work that way. So there's some clothes I'm like, no, I can't give her this clothes. This cloth, I went with it somewhere, and I have memories for that way. So I'm learning to let go, and then I'm embracing change, because change is inevitable. So I'm learning to embrace change, especially change in life, shifting of life and whatnot. So those are the things I think I want to change in 2024. And I want to talk about this thing about New Year, New Me. When New Year comes, when we have set our New Year resolutions, and it's like, New Year, New Me. Like, New Year, New Me works, because it's a new year. That's why it's a new year. It gives us an opportunity for a fresh start. And it's a second chance. So me, I always believe New Year, New Me. So when something happens this year, I'm forgetting all about them this year, and then I'm going to the next year. So New Year, New Me. And resolutions, yeah. So I hope you guys have set. I hope you set your resolutions before the year ends. Hope you set your resolutions before the year ends and work towards them. So I don't know. I have some personal plans and resolutions that I think I don't want to share, but I've just written them down. Like, I'm gonna share next year. What should I share? like I want to go. I've talked about it, yeah. My I think I'm gonna share just the plans for the podcast. I want to go on a tour, unspoken podcast tour, high school and campus tour next year. So that's really the big thing. Like that's really something big that I really want to do, like next year. That's my main thing for next year. And then of course bring merchandise. I wanna bring merchandise. I wanna like work on some dope merchandise. And then I want financial glow. I want to be financially stable. I want to just quietly glow up that financial glow. I want to have that financial glow. I just want to get my finances right this year, next year. I want to monetize my podcast. I want to record quality content and just monetize my podcast and just get my finances right. So those are just a few. I'm gonna share them next year and in the newer episode. But I hope you guys set your resolutions, and I hope you guys had a Merry Christmas, and I'm wishing you guys happy new year. And I'm just grateful for the support that you guys have shown me this year, the support that I've Unspoken has really grown this year, the biggest. I was even looking at my analytics, my Spotify Wrapped. Like I've even started creating content on YouTube. I went audiovisual this year, and you guys have really like supported me. So let's get to 1,000 subscribers, 1,000K, to 1K subs, and like, share, comment, and just continue just supporting my work. I'm super grateful for all those who support me. I'm humbled. And next year, I want us to go big. I want us to. From here, it's just we up. Hakuna kurudi nyuma. So I'm grateful for your support this year, and I hope to see you again next year here at the same place. And I hope to just grow with you guys, and I hope to achieve big things for this podcast. I hope to achieve big things with our community, and I hope this podcast changes one or two person or two people. I hope it changes one or two people's life. Yeah, and I'm super happy, and I think that's the end of 20. It's a wrap. Election as and the year 2023 comes to an end. I'll see you on the next episode next year. Yes, stay safe, keep it unspoken, make memories, go out there, make memories, do all those crazy things, do the things you love, do the things that blow your mind, do the things that drive you crazy, do all those things that you love, live a full life, and I'll see you next year in 2024. Be safe. I love you. Adios. Goodbye, speakers. Happy New Year.